What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. You?
Oh, the weather sucks here, but it's getting nicer. We're up to about 28 for the high today.
It's been 28. It's been crap here for like 3 days, and it's been in like the 50s.
Oh.
It's nice today. Sunshine, 61. I'm good. I'm bored. I'm over winter. I want the summer. I want the spring.
I'll bet, man. Are you still down in Arizona, or where are you at these days?
I live in Charleston.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
One of our old DJs moved out that way, and she loves it out there.
It's amazing. I love it too. Yeah, we've been here like 2 years now. It's awesome.
Right on. You get snow out that way, or?
Apparently every few years it snowed about 20 minutes away from Charleston last week, and we've been getting ice every morning. It's been really cold, but no actual snow has landed and settled in Charleston this year.
Right
But it
on.
does snow from time to time, apparently, yeah.
Well, at least you don't have to purchase items like a snowblower or something like that to, lug around during the winter and have to learn how to tinker with engines when you're, not mechanically inclined like me.
Well, that has been a worry for me because my car too, one of my cars is diesel, the one that's my daily driver. And so I was like, oh man, it's been freezing, like I said. So I wake up every morning with ice on my windshield, and I was wondering if the engine will start because I think diesel congeals in the cold, but
Yeah.
not had any problems. So knock on wood.
Right on, man. So are your bandmates, are they kind of spread around the country now, or?
Yeah, I think Danny and James both live in Texas, San Antonio area, and Cam and Sam both live in Arizona. But I think Sam's actually currently talking about moving to Tennessee.
Right on. So when you guys were doing the recordings for the new album, which, by the way, kills. See what's
Thank
on
you,
the
thank you.
inside. And then
Thanks so much.
the new surprise EP that came out just recently. How does the recording process work with you guys spread out all over the place like that?
So we flew, we just all flew in. We found like a quiet studio in the middle of Franklin, Tennessee, called Dark Horse. It kind of looks like something out of Harry Potter meets spaghetti western. It's so weird. It's like a cowboy castle looking thing. But it's in the middle of nowhere, and we thought, let's just get away. The world's a bit crazy right now with COVID and everything. Let's just go and lock ourselves away and have no distractions. So we had no big city around us, no restaurants that we could just pop into, no family, nothing around, just us, and we did that, and we locked ourselves away for, I can't remember how long, maybe 5 weeks. But it was awesome. We had a great time. We hadn't done that together in years, like 10, 11 years. Normally we would go in bits and pieces and get our bits done as and when, but this was the first time in like 10, 11 years that we all got together at once in a studio and made a record.
Oh, wow. So you didn't really have much of anything written beforehand.
I had loads of ideas written. I always like to go into the studio with just at least some ideas to get the ball rolling, because there's nothing worse than getting into the studio and being like, okay, let's go. And there's nothing, or there's five people trying to throw ideas at a wall all at once. So we always go to the studio, and I've always got like 20, 30 ideas, so you can at least start. But a lot of it came to fruition and really grew into what is see what's on the inside while we were all together at the studio. Yeah.
And the new album, I gotta say, as always with you guys, it turned out fantastic. It just sounds massive.
Thank you. Yeah.
Congrats on the big number one at rock radio with Alone Again. We're of course
Finally, we did
I don't know what took my friends so long. I mean,
it.
Well, long overdue and well deserved.
Thank you.
We've supported you guys for a long time here. Certainly love to have you back in the market sometimes. Hopefully there's some US touring being plotted down the line. I know you're overseas coming up.
Yeah, we've actually been working. We haven't done a US headliner since 2018. And then obviously we had our headliner planned for 2020 that got taken down. So we've actually been working on a new headline tour that we're hopefully announcing really soon. But just when it comes to the behind the scenes stuff, it's so hard to even get a tour put together now because the market's so oversaturated from shows that have been cancelled and pushed, and then new shows trying to come along, and everyone trying to tour. it's so hard to get it together. Then there's mandates, different mandates in different cities and different states at different venues. So it's been quite stressful trying to put a tour together, but I'm thinking hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we'll be announcing a headline tour.
Oh, fantastic, man. Well, hopefully it'll be coming somewhere close. You're one of my favorite live bands. You guys were actually one of the last bands that I saw in any form in person prior to the pandemic. We were at the Happens convention in Vegas. And
That was, what was that, 2018?
I think it was. I think it was early February 2020, right before everything went crazy.
Right before it hit. Okay. Man, that was so wild. Yeah, that was the last thing we did, I think.
Man.
That was the last time we went anywhere, and it was that was fun, though. We had a really good time there.
Yeah, it was really cool, because I kept bumping into you guys just all over the place. And, you know, usually the bands are kind of hiding out, but you guys, it seemed like I'm out on the Strip, and there you guys are, or Golden Nugget Lobby. Oh, hey, what up?
In the lobby, having a drink. Yeah, man. I don't know. We don't like to hide out. It's nice. We like talking to people. We like to hang out, you know?
Well, it was a lot of fun, man. I got some good audio somewhere here of you and me out on the Strip and Cameron. And I think I'd had a number of drinks by that point trying to get some liners, and they were pretty ridiculous. So.
That's amazing. Yeah, I love it.
Thanks for putting up with me.
likewise.
Anytime, man. Anytime. So, the new album, See What's on the Inside. You know, I don't think anybody saw this EP for Never Gonna Learn coming out so quickly after that.
So, I mean, we just wanted to do absolutely everything different on this record cycle. And we did, you know, from... in the day and age and era that we live in when it comes to music, people are very much single driven. An album doesn't really matter anymore. People are like, well, we need this song to do this at this format, and that's what will be the focus, and the albums takes a back seat. But for us, we care about our albums, like we really do, and especially this one. We put so much into the actual album and the story and the journey from start to finish of this record, so much so that, you know, even the placement of the songs when you flip the disc over on a vinyl, like we took into consideration where side one ended and side two began and stuff. So already from the offset, we were doing things differently. And then when it came time to release the record, normally, again, in this day and age, people, they'll release a single and they'll let it live for like 4 or 5 months and just accumulate streams. And then they'll do it again with another one, and then probably again with a third one. And then they'll drop an album. And with those three songs on the album accumulating all those streams, you know, it's a bit of smoke and mirrors. They go, look how well our record's done first week. You know, it's just the way people do it now, which is, you know, it just is. And we did it. We were like, no, we're gonna do things the old fashioned way. You know, we released a single, announced an album with the single, and 6, 7, 8 weeks later, dropped the entire album. You know, we wanted people to go on the journey with the album rather than dissect it before they've even heard everything. And so just with that in mind, thinking, okay, well, this is a cool journey. We're doing everything differently. How can we continue doing things differently? And so for us, it was like, well, instead of just going, okay, well, it's time for single number two, which happens to be Never Gonna Learn. We were like, well, how can we make that a little bit more exciting? How can we do it differently than we've done in the past? And we just came up, because normally, you know, you'll do a single, and to spruce it up, you'll do a remix of that single and I don't know, all kinds of stuff. We were like, well, why don't we release more music around the single? You know, that's, we're musicians. It's what we enjoy doing. And we spoke to the label. The label spoke to us and they loved the idea. And so we just decided let's release the single around an EP. And it's been so cool because it's so much more enjoyable to do that. And I think it just tells more of a story, and we get to release more music, which we love doing. And I think people enjoy receiving more music from us. So, you know, I think it just felt like a win-win situation. So now we're thinking of more things we can do. Like, well, what else can we do that we haven't done in the past? So it's fun. It's just been awesome.
And were those songs that you guys had already recorded, or did you go in again and record the new stuff?
So we'd already recorded those, and we didn't, because you always record more songs and make it onto an album so that you can release a deluxe edition at some point or something, you know. Mm-hmm. But we recorded these songs, and we went, man, these are cool songs. Like, we really like these songs. And for us, New Devil didn't necessarily fit the narrative of See What's on the Inside. The overall feel for that record is very much like, let's turn back the clock and go back to sort of Metallica meets Nirvana meets, you know, just that older vibe. And New Devil felt a little bit more modern. It felt a little bit more like something that you would hear on the self-titled album from 2017. And so we were like, that doesn't really fit the narrative. We'll figure out something to do with it later on. And then Miles Away is a song we wrote for our good friend and my guitar tech that passed away years ago. And it never felt like the right time to release it. Such a meaningful song. And at this point it was like, well, the world's 2 years deep into this pandemic. It's miserable out there. People have lost loved ones all around the world, and it just felt like a good time to do it. So, you know, in thinking of doing this EP, it kind of felt like a great opportunity to put those songs together in an EP format that continues the story of See What's on the Inside, but they didn't necessarily fit on that body of work at the time.
The diversity of material on it makes it really cool. I mean, New Devil, like you said, I mean, that's pretty heavy. And also really cool to hear a track that, you know, where you've teamed up with Maria Brink. We've actually been playing that song. It was so good. I just added that into rotation on top of Never Gonna Learn. So
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
that's right.
Like I said, I mean, we've been pounding you guys. I had the track The Black in rotation when that was new. And I mean, that's a pretty heavy one. So
that's the thing about Asking Alexandria that I love so much about our band is we don't just stick to doing the same thing over and over again. And I think our fan base has become so diversified. You've got people over here that love the ballads and the soft stuff and the acoustic stuff we do. And then you've got people over here that like the heavy stuff. And then I think majority of our fans have come to expect, you know, the spectrum of both. So this EP, like you said, it was super enjoyable to listen to because it has the super dark, super dramatic Find Myself, and then something super heavy and aggressive in New Devil, and then sort of Miles Away and Never Gonna Learn are somewhere in the middle. So it's just like a nice journey. And I think it covers both ends of the spectrum of what this band does and enjoys doing.
Yeah, it would actually, you know, if somebody had never heard Asking Alexandria, it would be a really nice, okay, check this little pile of material out here.
Well, one of everything, yeah.
Yeah.